And we've been talking about this since we received actually the notice from Hotchkiss School. The Hotchkiss Chorus has its annual spring concert coming up on Sunday, May 12th at 7 o'clock at the Hotchkiss Chapel. It's directed by Jack Brown. Jack also teaches at Simon's Rock College. He's also the artistic director of Berkshire Lyric, and we welcome him to Robin Hood Radio. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
You're welcome. The Hotchkiss Chorus has its concert coming up on Sunday the 12th at 7 p.m. Esther Eastern Music Center, which is it's in the Hotchkiss Chapel. Well, that's even better yet for this music.
It's in the chapel, yes. Yeah. The great thing about Hotchkiss is we have multiple venues to do things. And the chorus loves the chapel because it's got great acoustics and great history. So we give our spring concert there. And, of course, that's where we give our lessons and carols in December.
So let's talk a little bit about
the program. I'll just tell you about a little bit.
Yeah.
The program is one that I'm very excited about. We've done different things over the years. Usually we have a theme, French music, German Baroque. This year it is 21st century American choral music, which is a stretch for a high school group, but a lot of it's very beautiful and very accessible. But every single thing we were singing Sunday night has been written by an American composer to an American poet just since the start of the new millennium.
This sounds like a pretty interesting concert then, because there are a lot of great American composers, even though when you hear classical music or when you hear other music and choral music, not necessarily a lot of American composers are mentioned.
That's right. And just a few people we're concentrating on that are well-known in the choral world, and also in the choral world more than just in America. These are folks with international careers and very successful people. The first one is Eric Whitaker, who's sort of a phenomenon. And we're doing several of his pieces, including a set called Five Hebrew Love Songs. It's a beautiful music that also features one of our really fine violinists. And it's very interesting folk music, all sung in Hebrew, and the kids really enjoy that. And we have some other settings by Eric Whitaker, American composer Stephen Paulus, and something I'm excited about. We have a young composer in the Berkshires by the name of Anson Ould. Uh-huh. And we commissioned him last fall to write two settings, and he picked Robert Frost. So we've been working on his music. It's very interesting. He'll be there, and the kids are excited about that, too. It's fun to work with an actual living composer that lives around the corner.
We're speaking with Jack Brown, who is director of the Hotchkiss Chorus. They have their annual spring concert, which is on Sunday, May 12th at 7 o'clock at the Hotchkiss Chapel. Once again, like almost 99.9% of the things at Hotchkiss, it's absolutely free and open to the public. And in the beginning, we did talk about the fact that there's a couple of great acoustically perfect places to listen to things that happen at Hotchkiss. But the chapel for a choral group truly is amazing. It's almost like it was perfectly designed for exactly that.
Yeah, that's right. And, well, I think also the other way around, that most of the great choral music was designed for that kind of space.
Yeah.
If you go to Europe, the big high vaulted ceilings, the big long nave. So we're really fortunate to have this sort of 16th, 17th century style building on the campus, because that's really what the music was made for, and that's where it will sound best.
So
the concert hall over at Elfers Hall, that's fantastic for the orchestra and for chamber music, but we really like singing in the chapel. It's a beautiful place.
Well, let's talk a little bit about you, Jack, because outside of Hotchkiss, you teach at Simon's Rock, and you're the artistic director for Berkshire Lyric. Talk to me a little bit about, I know about Simon's Rock, but what about Berkshire Lyric?
Yeah, well, Berkshire Lyric is a community chorus that started in 1963, and it's the longest-running and sort of largest music group in Berkshire County. We have five choirs that run year-round to about a dozen concerts. Our biggest group is called the Berkshire Lyric Chorus. We have 90 singers, ages 16 to probably 80. And we're giving a concert at Ozawa Hall Tanglewood on June 8th. Every year we go to Ozawa Hall and kind of rent it out before the Boston Symphony gets there. This year it's a program of Schubert and also Morten Lauritzen, who we're going to hear some of his music Sunday night here at Hotchkiss. So a little bit of an overlap there. But Berkshire Lyric keeps me busy. We do have some young people there. We have a children's chorus I work with Berkshire Lyric. And it's one thing I really enjoy about my job. I get to work with young people, middle-aged people, older people, and sometimes we throw them all together for a concert. But I particularly like working with a high school age group at Hotchkiss. The kids are very focused. And they have a unique sound.
Once again, we've got Jack Brown on the telephone with us, the Hotchkiss Chorus. Spring concert on Sunday, May 12th at 7 at the chapel at Hotchkiss. It's free and open to the public. You know what I like? What's interesting about choral music and what's amazing is you can take the same amount of people. Let's say your choral group is 90 people, okay? You can deliver incredibly moving music that's either very upbeat and joyous, or you can also handle those times when upbeat isn't required and you need something much more sedate and serious. And the same people can really change.
That's exactly right. I think that the wonderful thing also about choral music is that you can do music at a pretty high level, and it doesn't have to be fully professional or even mostly professional. We have some professional singers involved, but it's largely an amateur group. And with choral music, there's always a little magic in the room that this sum is greater than the parts, right? 2 + 2 adds up to 5. So that's why it's a vibrant tradition all over the world. People enjoy singing in choruses, and we can really tackle some fairly serious music. It sounds pretty good. When we go to Ozawa Hall, we do hire professional solos, and we have a professional orchestra that comes from all over the area, Albany and Hartford, and it's really fun to work with them in a purpose-built space.
I just find the human voice amazing. I've always wanted to sing. I just couldn't. I can't sing. I sing, but I can't. But
I bet you can. Monday at 7:30, show up.
What's great about the human voice and what I'm talking is that you can have musicians change their style of music and they change their instruments. You change the style of music when you're a chorus and you're using the same instrument and you're using it for something totally different. That always, always amazed me.
Well, It's the original instrument, and it's the great instrument, and I like it. I think the kids like it too, because we don't really have to practice 3 hours a day. You know, if you're a cellist, you got to put in a different kind of work. But the voice, once you understand the basics of singing, and you're in a group, you could do a lot of different things, a lot of different styles. And the other great thing about choral music is we have the advantage of using a text. And I used to think that the text was something that got in the way of the beautiful sound, but there's so much more extra meaning. When, as in the program Sunday night, you know, we're dealing with Robert Frost and E.E. Cummings and Wordsworth and all these people, and it really brings it to a different level of meaning. It's just a lot of fun.
All right, well, once again, the Hotchkiss Chorus, their annual spring concert, open to the public. It's free Sunday, May 12th at 7 o'clock at the chapel. Of course, hotchkiss.org/arts for more information. Jack, thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us this morning.
Thank you so much. I hope your audience can join us Sunday night. Thank you.
All right. It should be, once again, another stellar night of entertainment. Hotchkiss Chapel, Sunday, May the 12th, the Hotchkiss Chorus, and their annual spring concert. All right.